Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In the face of the worst crisis on our borders, President Obama instead ignores that and attends fundraising events. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this critical issue, Matt, of this border security or lack thereof, of this humanitarian crisis that we're seeing with these children coming across the border, being escorted by coyotes into the United States, and they're being housed in facilities across the country without the permission of the executives of the individual states. And President Obama seems to not be interested in resolving this issue.
He won't talk about it. He won't do anything about it. I've heard this called Obama's Katrina. Well, you know, the Hurricane Katrina ordeal, that pales in comparison to this. And Obama's complete and utter, intentional lack of action on this speaks volumes. It makes you wonder, Matt, if you know, clearly there were months before, we're looking back now and finding that the government was already moving toward hiring people to transport, to house, to thousands of illegal immigrants, up to upwards of 60,000. Now it's well into the hundreds, several hundred thousand of these kids coming over. They knew this was coming. Did they facilitate it? Did Obama create this? Is this his chaos theory, Cloward-Piven strategy here to create chaos so he can step in and do something about it? Well, he's not doing anything about it.
Well, Governor Rick Perry, back in 2012, 2 years ago, sent a letter to the president about the problem with the border, with this exact thing happening. And then we had a small number of thousand. Now we have tens of thousands of children that are coming across the border. Senator Ted Cruz has been raising the alarm about the horrible abuse caused by the Obama administration's failure to act. He says, quote, "We just heard stories of little boys and little girls forced by these drug dealers to cut off the fingers or cut off the ears of other little boys and little girls in order to extort money from their families. And that some of these boys and girls are being abused by drug traffickers and human traffickers who are preying upon the children, beating, abusing, and sexually molesting the youngsters as they try to cross the border." I mean, this is a humanitarian crisis of unprecedented proportions where these young kids are being used and abused, and the president is doing nothing to stop it.
And worse than that, Todd Starnes of Fox News is reporting that pastors and churches have been banned from helping. We're hearing from United States congressmen and senators saying that the Department of Homeland Security, that the Obama administration will not allow them to survey these sites where they're housing these children. Disease is running rampant. You know, you can't even get into customs if you fly back from another country. I mean, they're very careful in monitoring disease. We have thousands of people with HIV/AIDS, with tuberculosis crossing over the border. This is a humanitarian crisis, but it could become even much more than that for the United States. This could become a national crisis of epic proportions, Matt, yet this Obama administration is shutting everything down. They will not allow media in to photograph, to film.
They won't allow U.S. representatives to go visit the detention centers.
Yeah, right.
These are United States members of Congress.
And this Obama administration is ruling like a dictatorship.
Kyle Coffin, who's the pastor of Crossroads Church in Tucson, Arizona, says, quote, "Border Patrol told his pastors and churches are not allowed to visit. It's pretty heartbreaking that they don't let anybody in there, even credentialed pastors." And this is unreal. No pastors, no members of Congress. The media is being prohibited from going in. Obama goes to the state of Texas. He's not very far from the border. And instead he takes, and then he says he's not interested in photo ops, when this is Mr. Photo Op himself. And he's got a photo here in this publication where he's actually playing pool. So he's killing the president of the United States of America, takes a photograph that's released to the public of him playing pool while the border is in chaos and the Middle East is igniting right now with more chaos. And the president seems to be careless.
This is the do-nothing president, except for when he wants to do something radical. This is the worst president we have ever had in American history, Matt. There's hands down. And you know, you remember in 2008, then-Senator Obama railing on George Bush for not going to the site of Katrina. He mocked him for flying over and looking at it from the window of Air Force One. And you know, and yet here this president now will not even go to the site, will not even go visit these sites. He's off playing pool and playing golf instead.
Well, in fact, now we have an active four-star general. And this four-star general said that this is a serious crisis that threatens America's existence. He's a Marine general and U.S. Southern Command commander, John Kelly. And he said, particularly in regards to the drug trade, murder rates, and terrorist activity brewing in Central America, that this issue is a serious issue that threatens America's existence. He says, in comparison to other global threats, the near collapse of societies in this hemisphere with the associated drug and illegal immigrant flow are frequently viewed to be of low importance, he says. However, he says that this is a critical importance that threatens America's existence. Not only are drug traffickers abusing the children and children being abused in other ways, and drug traffickers are coming across the border, but also we've seen people who own land near the border find Islamic prayer rugs there. So Islamics are coming in as well. If these children are able to cross the border in numbers of tens of thousands, how many of those individuals coming across the border are Islamic extremists, radicals intending to do harm against America?
It's wide open. And this president has thrown the gates wide open and says, come one, come all. We're not going to do it. Islamist terrorists, hey, the door's wide open. You know, people with communicable diseases, come by the thousands. Drug cartels, we have open borders now under this Obama administration. He refuses to do anything about it, and yet he is intimidating, threatening border control agents, telling them if they speak to the media that they could be in jeopardy of losing their job or worse. He's threatening medical personnel who are dealing with these kids, saying, do not disclose what you're seeing. Do not disclose this to the media. How dare this administration? He's ruling like Joseph Stalin in all of this, Matt.
Well, the Heritage Foundation's Grover Hermann said that this $3.7 billion request that Obama is requesting is not necessary. He says, despite impressions given by some lawmakers in the administration, Congress has a massive budget at its disposal for domestic activities, including for border security efforts. Congress should not authorize an additional $3.7 billion in deficit spending. If Congress chose to support the Obama administration's approach to dealing with the surge in unaccompanied minors, there is no reason why Congress could not do so within the current $492 billion cap under the Budget Control Act. They don't need more money. President Obama's request for $3.7 billion is just a sideshow to avoid the real issue.
Yeah, that's right. He wants to give the impression that he's doing something, and like a true liberal, the answer is always to take money that you don't have and throw it at the problem. That never works. It never will.
We have called for President Obama's impeachment, and point after point, case after case, issue after issue adds more fuel to that fire. Now more people are starting to call for his impeachment. In fact, Sarah Palin has recently called for the impeachment of President Obama. It's about time that a chorus of voices begin calling for his impeachment. You can go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, and sign a petition urging the members of Congress to impeach this president. The impeachment starts in the House and has to move to the Senate. It should at least start in the House. This president should be impeached. Again, go to libertycouncil.com to sign that petition urging this president to be impeached. You can also sign other petitions that are there and sign up for Liberty Counsel's grassroots action email right there on the website of libertycouncil.com. Thank you for your prayers of support, and thank you for your financial support. You can also order our many resources, including our 5-series Patriots Handbook on American Liberty. Also, religious freedom, political action for pastors and churches, the essential reasons to support Israel, and the right to bear arms. These pocketbook size booklets are available at Liberty Counsel and much more. We need to pray for America, and we need to work hard to make sure that people in elected office reflect our values, people who love the United States of America and cherish our values, not people who want to undermine those values. Support us in our Pastors and Patriots Initiative as we encourage pastors and Christians across the country to get involved in the political process.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.